This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Former U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller testified Wednesday before two congressional committees. Questions focused on his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. At issue is whether President Trump knew about the Russian meddling and whether he obstructed justice in trying to derail Mueller's probe. More from AP's Sagar Magani.
Early in an extraordinary hearing before a House panel, Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler asked Mueller about what the president's repeatedly said.
Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Mueller telling the panel his report did not clear the president of obstruction. Democrats hope having Mueller lay out some details of the probe will reignite American interest and hurt the president's reelection prospects. Doug Collins and Republicans are highlighting Mueller's conclusion that there's no evidence the Trump campaign conspired with Russia.
And nothing we hear today will change those facts.
Mueller's a reluctant witness, offering several terse one-word answers and speaking haltingly in his most extensive public appearance since ending the probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Power has been transferred in London, ending Theresa May's troubled run as Britain's prime minister. Her successor is former London Mayor Boris Johnson. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that report.
Buckingham Palace has confirmed that Johnson has been appointed as Prime Minister and First Lord of the Treasury, another of the British leader's titles. He visited the palace to meet with the monarch after predecessor Theresa May resigned, failing to secure parliamentary approval for her deal to leave the EU. Johnson will now start work on forming his new administration, but without some leading names. Senior members of former Prime Minister Theresa May's government, including her Treasury Chief Philip Hammond, are resigning as Johnson takes over the job. Charles de Ledesma, London.
This is VOA News. The Trump administration's new asylum rule survived an initial court challenge on Wednesday. Announced earlier this month, the new rule bars asylum from migrants who reach the United States border, southern border, without applying for asylum in any country they've passed through on their way. The directive disqualifies a significant portion of mostly Central American asylum seekers. Trump administration officials have said the new rule is meant to ease the strain on the U.S. asylum system, but the White House's legal victory could be short-lived, as a federal judge in San Francisco was to consider a separate challenge to the rule later in the day. The Justice Department says it's opening a sweeping antitrust investigation into big technology companies. The goal is finding out whether they suppressed competition at the expense of consumers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Justice Department says it wants to ensure that Americans have access to free markets and that companies compete on merit and remain responsive to consumer demands. Although it didn't name any companies, it's assumed that targets will likely include Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, which were the subject of congressional hearings last week. While some lawmakers are calling for legislative or regulatory changes, one Wall Street analyst, Dan Ives of Wedbush Securities, says he thinks there will be just some tweaks and some penalties, but no big structural changes for the big tech companies. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In Somalia, a suspected al-Shabaab suicide bomber has killed at least six people and injured six others, including the mayor of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Security officials said the bomber attacked officials meeting at the local government headquarters in Mogadishu on Wednesday. Al-Shabaab claims responsibility for the attack. The terrorist group says it was targeting the UN Special Envoy to Somalia, James Swan, who had been at the building earlier in the day. Swan has strongly condemned the attacks. At a press conference, Somalia's information minister said two district commissioners and three regional directors were among the dead. In Afghanistan, officials say a suicide bomber rammed his vehicle into a NATO military convoy in Kabul on Wednesday, killing one Croatian soldier and wounding two others. The early morning attack occurred near a military base on the northern outskirts of the Afghan capital. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the bombing. And Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says he plans to meet with the Taliban, urging the group to negotiate with the government in Afghanistan, but cautioning that securing a political settlement to the Afghan war will not be easy. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has voiced hope for a settlement by September. Speaking in Washington, Khan noted that for the first time in the 18-year-old conflict, Pakistan and the United States are working together. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.